Hey there, welcome to my podcast. My name is Dominique Beaumonte, and this is Seasoned with Salt. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is Valentine's Day 2019. This is Dominique Beaumonte, your host for the Seasoned with Salt podcast. I want to thank you for joining, and hopefully you're having a great day celebrating love. That includes celebrating yourself, celebrating your significant other, your family, your daughters, your sons, etc. I have been asking for a couple of weeks for folks to submit questions and that they wanted me to answer. And I got a really interesting question that I think I want to spend the bulk of this podcast episode talking about. The question is, should Christians take dating advice from non-Christians? Should Christians take dating advice from non-Christians? I think this is an interesting question. Oftentimes, especially speaking from the perspective of a Christian, but also someone who has not always been saved, I think that experience is the best teacher. And I do not think that you have to be saved to share experiences. I do not think that you have to be saved to have experiences that can be helpful to Christians or non-Christians. I think that there are some areas that are important to consider. So I'm just going to start off by saying that whether you're saved or unsaved, it's up to the person who is inquiring the information, who's asking the question, to be able to differentiate between how to respond or how to act upon the advisement that they've received. So recently, I polled a few of my friends about the idea of Valentine's Day. Should you get folks stuff at the office? Should you get a woman something at the office? Should you check in with your significant other before you do that if you're male? And what I learned from that is that there's a variety of responses, and a lot of the responses centered around showing mutual respect for your significant other. But there were some responses that were like, why? There should be a certain amount of trust that doesn't bind you to having to ask for permission to do everything. So in thinking about that, it kind of opened up my mind to conversations around, the value of experience and advice from multiple people. What I find in asking and from my friends that are saved that offer relationship advice is that a lot of their relationship advice comes from their experience in relationships when they were saved and they weren't saved. And I think that one thing we have to remember is that people are human, and we're innately sexual, and we respond to things. Whether we're saved or not saved, our flesh tends to respond to things in the same way. And so daily we have to pull our flesh under subjection. And some, if you're not saved and you don't have the Holy Spirit, the way that you might pull your flesh under subjection might be recalling morals or family values, or remembering, advice that you got from a senior member of your family. Or so your moral compass might not be the Bible, but you have some level of, guidance and as far as relationships. So you don't need to be saved in order to receive like Christian, like you don't need to be saved in order to give advice because your experience is a teacher. I think what Christians have to be careful of is the advice, is it sound advice? Does it align with scripture? Is the person that you are getting the advice from, like what are their intentions? And especially for you, I mean, there are a lot of people that like, what I find is that married folks, Christian or unchristian, I mean, I don't think there is a difference sometimes, but married folks, especially when they think about like singleness, like their thought is hurry up and get married, hurry up and get married. Like you move too slow, you're moving too slow. And you can be a Christian and give advice to someone who is dating and the advice not be sound because as a person who is a Christian and actively dating, like it's important for me and I won't say take things slow, but I would say, you know, be like open to have like pursuing the Lord for next steps and not succumbing to the pressure of others to take action when I'm not ready or when I don't feel ready. It sometimes like the saints can be like, you need to go, you need to move, you need to do this, you need to do that. Whereas like it's your, you know, maybe non-Christian friends or people who do not experience or who do not take into consideration a Christian identity in their dating, like that might be like, no, you need to take it slow, you need to play the field, you need to do this and so. And it's not always like non-Christian advice. Sometimes if somebody tells you to take it slow, like they might be, it's up to you how you do it. So if I got the advice when to take something slow, my perspective would be, you know, be prayerful and waiting. You know, take the time to create opportunities to get to know the person that you're dating. Somebody else's might be like, don't answer the phone for a month and see if they call you, right? So it just depends on how you interpret the advisement that you get. I think what I would say to like married folks who are giving advice is that, especially if you've been married for a long time, you know, like it's important to know that like the times are different and that, you know, technology plays a role. I think that there is some quiet resistance towards like the younger generation to like really talk about like the role of technology in their dating experience. And that could mean that they, you know, are on an app that connects them to folks and they don't want, because of the way that, you know, maybe an older person views, you know, app-based dating, you know, they might have some reluctance of that for safety reasons or just because they just don't know what it is. And so if you're going to be an older person, you know, that's giving advice, you know, there are some things that you need to consider. Like you need to consider technology. You need to consider the time of day. You need to consider, you know, how people, because you can become a person that like people will not come to for advice, even though you have good advice, because your advice is sort of packed in this antiquated mindset of, you know, well, back in my day, and it's like, well, it's not your day. Like, and so I think that's really important, especially for those of us who work in young adult ministry, on college campuses, so on and so forth. Like the times have really changed. And I think also what tends to happen with Christians is we advise people out of fear. We're not like, there are certain topics that because we don't talk about like people or we don't know how to address, like people just end up doing. And you know, like one example might be, you know, like the conversation about like, should you live with someone before you get to marry them? You know, what if, you know, you're on the verge of getting married and you know that that's the person and like, you know, your lease is up and their lease is up and, you know, the next step is marriage, but you haven't like really had that conversation, but you want to live together and you know, to save money. Like those are conversations that sometimes the church doesn't have. We have those conversations with people afterwards and, you know, we can be good for telling people like, you need to move, you need to quit shacking, you need to do this and that. But the problem sometimes is that we haven't addressed the discussion topic like prior to the action taking place. And so you, if you're in a 12-month lease, it's not as easy to be like, oh, you know, somebody at the church told me that it's not right to, you know, shack or like live with somebody that I'm not married with. And so now I got to break the lease because breaking the lease costs money. Like you're in a contractor agreement with somewhere that you might live, or if you buy a house with someone and you have a mortgage and it's in both of your names. So, you know, if you're going to give Christian advice about what somebody should do, it's not that you should, you know, shy away from scripture, but you also have the obligation to include, you know, some of the legalistic like standpoints, and you can help people, you know, by, you know, knowing laws and policies and procedures and helping people and to, you know, pray through next steps and decisions with resources, because it's hard out there, you know, economically, socially, mentally, spiritually. And those are the things that, you know, we need to be cognizant of. If you're a person that is encircled by people who give, advice that is generic and perhaps not centered in the Bible, again, it's your responsibility to know what the Bible says and to pursue God's word for clarity when you are struggling. So sometimes it's okay to bounce something off of a friend, but our first thing should be to seek first the kingdom of God and find out, okay, God, what is your will for me in this particular area, in this relationship, and then to seek godly counsel as well. So like whether it is getting together or breaking up, like sometimes the people that are closest to us, the people that love us the most, can give us the worst advice, right? Especially, you know, you need to be careful, or we need to be careful with like the way that we receive advice from somebody who is on either extreme, like the hopeless romantic or the person that is completely apathetic to love and relationships, because you need somebody that's balanced enough, you know, because sometimes when people are like overly like sentimental and like in love with love and romance, that their advisement can be so unrealistic, or they could be advising you to misinterpret signs and behaviors that are not healthy in relationships. And sometimes like folks will tell you to stay in stuff that's not healthy, that's not godly, for the sake of this false sense of romanticism. And I think we have to challenge that. On the other hand, there are folks that will, you know, just tell you, oh no, you should leave. Oh no, that's not going to work. They have a pessimistic out, you know, like their mindset around love and relationship is so pessimistic that you have to weigh what they're saying against their context and experience. Like, you know, somebody that's gone through a bad breakup is probably not the person that you want to go to ask for advice. And it could be that they're, you know, like struggling and grieving over a breakup, and so they tell you that you shouldn't break up. But it could be that they're, because of the way that they're struggling grieving over that relationship, they tell you, you know, if we should be single together, like, you know, join me in misery. And so you do have to be careful about like how you weigh all in all, like it is important to seek God for wisdom. And ask God to direct your path. The Bible tells us very clearly that we should not be unequally yoked. And a lot of times we use that in the context of of relationships, but anybody who knows anything about a yoke that's put on the head of oxen to keep them together in order for them to stay safe, to be productive in work. The idea is that both oxen have to be the same size in order for it to be comfortable for them both. In other words, they have to be of the same maturity, they have to be of the same strength, they have to be of the same mind. And sometimes we pursue advice from folks that are not of the same strength, not of the same mind. So it's not just let me be equally yoked with a spouse. You can be equally yoked with a spouse or a significant other and be pursuing advice from somebody who is not equally yoked with you mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and they will drive you in the wrong direction if you are not careful. If you want to pursue marriage and you're getting serious about marriage, you need to find your way to fellowship, Christian fellowship, surrounding yourself with married folks. Because once you are married, like, your single friends are not necessarily going to be as valuable to you. They could definitely come in between the friendship, especially or the marriage relationship or the significant other, especially if it's a person of the opposite sex. And so, you know, when you if you're a couple, like, you need to be pursuing like relationship and fellowship with other couples, because the continuing as a single person, your mindset like might put you in some really difficult situations. I think on behalf of all single people, like, we just want married people to like step back, like, be like, you know, wise in their advisement. If you don't have wise advice, like, just, you know, don't say anything. You don't have to volunteer to be a matchmaker. If somebody would like a matchmaker, you can step up to that. You don't have to assume that because you don't know somebody's business, they're not in a relationship. You don't have to prognosticate or plan or coordinate other people's relationship status. It is really unwise for folks that are, especially in the beginning of a relationship, to have people that have to like coordinate or guide you through every sort of episode or interaction. Like, you need to know how to do that, and you need to be like learning your partner. You need to learn what they like and what they don't like. And good intention people can give you bad advice about what to do. Because sometimes we trust our friends and our loved ones, but we can be so trusting that we don't consider that not everybody has the best advice in every category, right? And so, you know, it's going to be, I can get advice, you know, from my pastor, spiritual leader, my pastor, who's been married for 62 years. I can get great advice from him about longevity, but his advice about like dating in 2019 may not be like advice that's going to sustain a relationship, no matter how well-intentioned he is, because he might not go on dates anymore. Or his mindset around dating is going to be central to what he has been doing for 62 years, right? Like, and so he might be able to give me some foundational principle-based advice, but I'm not going to ask him to plan an evening out in the town with me for my significant other, because that might not be his area of expertise. I'm going to go, you know, if I need expertise, you know, sometimes it's best to like hook yourself up a Pinterest board, you know, ask a friend that is in the dating gang without getting too much information. The other thing for singles is that you have to be careful with how much information you share with other people, especially married people, even your friends, because the more you expose to people, like, the more they feel invited or welcome to like interfere to add, to be a part of a relationship that you're building with somebody else. And so you have to be careful that you don't overexpose information, especially like if you're a man and you have female friends, you want to be careful not to be, you know, providing like important or confidential details about, you know, someone that you're interested in to a female friend. You also do not always know other people's intentions. Like you can be friends with somebody for 40 years and it be a platonic friendship. And when they like see you and imagine you and envision you like in a relationship with somebody else, it might turn on or alert them to want to be, you know, in a relationship with you, because that's how the human body, the anatomy works. Like our mind works in that way. So you have to be careful about what you say, how you communicate, what you talk about, who you talk about with, because you could, you know, create a scenario that is, you know, not healthy. So I wanted to just take time to just talk about that. I appreciate the questions. If you have a question that you want me to talk about, feel free to hit me up on any of my social media platforms. I need to get one specifically for the podcast so that I can share when I'm available on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And I'll put some of those in the description for this podcast. But I appreciate you joining me. Hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful day to celebrate love. I bid you a happy Valentine's Day. And hopefully you'll join me again. Share this with your friends. Talk back to me. Let me know what you think. And have a blessed day. Peace.